Well, I've been talking to Phil Smart, who's a member of Rail Future, a national group which campaigns for an improved rail network. He's also an Ipswich Borough councillor who's responsible for transport and the environment. He says the rise is unjustified.
Firstly, we were led to believe back in August by Chris Grayling that we might be using the Consumer Prices Index, which would have seen an increase of 2%. But this 3.1 is the biggest increase we've had in the last 6 years.
But it is in line with another index of inflation, isn't it? So you can't be that surprised.
Well, we can't be that surprised, but we can still be disappointed. When you consider that fuel duty's been frozen for the last 9 years, but fares keep going up by inflation or inflation plus, we are already seeing a reduction in take-up of season tickets on the railway. Rail fares have been outstripping earnings by about 2 to 1 in the last decade. So when you consider all the stories we're told about climate change and how we should be using cars less and public transport more, this is not really sending out the right signals.
So it sounds to me as if you feel that rail passengers are getting a rough deal again and have been getting a rough deal for some time.
Well, yes, they are. We are lucky insofar as this year in East Anglia, we're expecting to see the first of the new trains coming on stream, but they would have come on stream whether the fares went up or not. And I think most people say that they were long overdue. But for many people, particularly season ticket holders, the railway for getting to work is a distressed purchase. You don't have any choice.
Of course, the trains may be nice and shiny next year and latest models, but really the service can only be as good as the infrastructure, can't it?
The service can only be as good as the infrastructure. As it happens, I've had another meeting this morning discussing rail infrastructure in East Anglia. We really need lots more investment to improve not just the service to London, but across to Cambridge and beyond.
What action, if any, are you taking then against these price hikes? Is there anything you can do or say, really?
Well, very little. The local authority, which I'm a member, doesn't control prices. We are, like yourselves, observers in the situation. As far as my membership of Rail Future is concerned, they draw the public's attention to the fares increases and the injustices, and they do campaign for things like the lower of the two indices be used in future for putting up rail fares.
I mean, your group is called Rail Future, and the big question is, what does the future hold for the rail network? Because without huge investment, you've got a fear for some parts of it.
Investment is very much what we're calling for. We have some big projects like HS2 and like East West Rail, projects that people have been campaigning for many years. But to make the eastern section of East West Rail work between here and Cambridge and Norwich and Cambridge does require significant investment. But I would argue very strongly that the amount of investment required is fairly minimal when you compare it, for example, to the investment going into the A14 at Huntingdon.
So what message do you have, finally, for Greater Anglia this evening?
Well, for Greater Anglia, they, of course, will take the money. They have to because of the way franchising is arranged. But I think the message is not really just for Greater Anglia. It's for central government who fixed this system. They're the ones that need to do more to help passengers.
That's Ipswich Borough Councillor Phil Smart, who's also a member of Rail Future, a national group which campaigns for an improved rail network.